It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 673.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Friday. Yes,
good
it is.
Friday.
It's Good Friday. It's Fat Friday. It's Friday Night Drinks. All of the above. We said yesterday, well, I think you pushed it, Josh. It's Fat Friday, so we're bringing our hot cross buns, aren't we? Or am I the only one? Am I the only loser that's rocked up? I got told to come in dress up, and it's not a dress up party.
No, don't worry. I fucked mine.
Oh, yeah.
Because I flattened. I wanted to heat them up. I used my sandwich press. I didn't put any pressure on them.
Dude, but do you want to?
It's an absolute nightmare.
Do you want some hot cross bun with that butter?
Yeah, I thought that was. They're beautiful. Boys, did you bring anything? No.
No.
Were we meant to bring hot cross buns or just anything?
Anything.
If you've got George.
Reese's.
Oh, yum!
Buttercups.
Yeah.
Which I've never had before, but I forgot we were bringing something, and luckily my sister's boyfriend brought these home last night, so I took them this morning.
Did you ask, or you just ganked them?
Well, they were sort of a gift for whoever wanted them, so I claimed them.
Really?
Dodgy George put his hand straight up.
Yeah, I've never had Reese's before, but Josh, I know you love them.
Yeah, they're amazing. I'm pissed that I don't have them.
Can we just, the four of us, and in the comments on YouTube, in my right hand, I have the top side of the hot cross bun. In my left hand, I have the bottom side of the hot cross bun. Which are you? Are you a top or are you a bottom? Either top that has the cross or the bottom with no cross. Which one are you? Top or bottom?
Mace, just say no. I just press record. Slight delay. It's gonna be annoying for you, but
that's okay. I can.
What are you, Josh? Top or bottom?
Oh, look, for me, you can't really tell anymore. But I reckon I'm a bottom guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Mainly because I think that there's more stuff in the bottom.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a bottom guy too. George, bottom guy, top guy.
Yeah. Yeah, bottom for me.
Yep. And Sebs?
Top guy.
Really?
Top guy.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like that little thing on the top. It looks nice.
Yeah, it looks nice.
But what is it?
What is it? I don't know what it is. Is that some icing thing?
It's not icing, that's for sure. That's for sure. It's like when you thought shortbread was savory. It's definitely sweet. Hey, Amy's a top girl. And it really
works. Well, that's good. You want to have one needs to be bottom, one needs to be top. That's the rule. Well, yeah.
It's pretty sad if you're both down the bottom. Josh, what's Brie?
Oh, we never share. So I wouldn't know. I'm under strict instructions because we got three each. I've had two of mine. This is my final one. And so I was under strict instructions not to go beyond my sort of my allocation. So
the thing about hot cross buns are, it almost feels like the visual that comes to mind is a sock down a drain pipe and it clogged. Like, that's how it makes my insides feel. Because they're so, like, hot cross buns are dense and they've got, you know, the fruit and they can get your stomach, you know, just a bit fired up. Horrible for someone who's gluten intolerant. If they ate one of these, I could imagine it would just be all over. Like, you can get gluten-free ones, but obviously I could imagine.
Jesse's saying top always. Showbaker Alex is saying bottom. Shannon's bottom. Grace's bottom. And Casey is bottom. Polina's also bottom.
Yeah, lot of bottoms. Lot of bottoms. Yeah. Yeah, last night. I love bottoms.
You are a bottom.
I am a bottom. No, I feel like, did you ever do sleepovers as a kid? Sleepovers, Josh, did you?
Yeah, I wet the bed until I was like 11. And so it was sort of was annoying. But I feel like as soon as I got to high school, all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. You just sort of stopped pissing the bed, which is really handy.
Oh, do you know this sweet story? It's the sweetest story that will ever be told. And it was, and I don't remember it. But I used to wet the bed, Josh, as well. I had I had everything. I had the alarm system that was this rubber mat that when you weed, it would go off. I had, always had to have the protective sheet on. It was so annoying. So annoying. And anyway, I was quite late as well, Josh. I don't think I was 11. It's probably like 8 or 9. And I remember with my mum, like I remember going to like places to get help for it. And I said to mum one day, I think it's time. It's enough. Like we were praying or something. And I was like, mum, I think it's time. And then I never wet the bed from then on.
Really?
So it's either I'm an absolute little shit and I was doing it on purpose. And I just said, I'm over it. Or I don't know, something turned. I might have seen the pain that it was causing my mum when she was having to clean the sheets every morning.
I feel like, George, you would have been a bed wetter.
You're actually right. I actually was for late, quite late as well.
So we were all bedwetters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've done an episode that was called Three Bedwetters. And so one of the criteria of if you want to be a gronk. I mean, there's nothing more gronkish than wetting the bed, is there?
can we get a check in the YouTube comments? Who's a bedwetter? Put your hand up.
Yeah, hands up for bedwetters.
Lean into it. It's bedwetters unite. Mm-hmm. And then tomorrow's show we'll do cold sore, herpes unite.
Well, you know, I can't relate to that.
No, because the reason I bring up the sleepover thing is because I remember like coming home from a sleepover and being absolutely exhausted. Like it was before you'd drink, and so there's a difference between getting smashed and then the next day you sort of feeling hungover. That's a different feeling. But when you've just had sort of minimal sleep and you just feel like it's almost feel a bit fluey, you feel like you're a bit hot all over. You know that sensation? It's almost like you're feeling in your sinus too. That's what I've got today. Because last night, Bodie and I camped outside.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah. Fun.
How long did the laptop last before it ran out of battery?
Well, it lasted until I told him that he has to turn it off because he wanted to. He would have pushed through. He was the kid that wanted to stay up real late. Mm-hmm. And I was the kid which wanted to go to bed, which was usually the case. Like, it's still pretty true to form. I always wanted to go to bed when I was at sleepovers.
And but so was no, there much he, noise? What was the experience like overnight?
Bodhi is not used to it, obviously. And he was moving about.
Whereas you normally sleep in the tent, every few days?
Yeah, it's the doghouse. It actually says it on the side of the tent. No, but I woke up. He woke me up probably 20 times. And so I just feel like I've had fuck all sleep. And then this morning, tried to take him for a little bike ride and he just lost it. He was so cranky. And so he, along with waking me up, must have been waking himself up. And he's just he's rubbish.
Was and Amy so in there as well?
No, it's just Bodhi and I.
Was that a late admission, or did she call it early?
No, she never committed to it. I said I wanted to. And she had a phone call. And so then, like, Bodhi almost didn't stay in the tent. We got in. We watched this movie. I said
Which
no.
Movie?
Spider-Man, Homecoming. It's a good one. It's on Netflix. Anyway.
Is it PG?
Well, that one's, I think it's, it'd be close to PG. We skip forward when there's any scene where anyone sort of dies. But
is he like at the end of it, like, where did everyone go by the end of the film?
He loves it. He knows all the characters. Peter Parker. There's Peter Parker. He knows, there's Tony Stark. He knows all of them. It's great.
It's PG-13.
It is? Great. Can you check the next one? It's just been released.
Away from home or something? Far from home.
Yeah. Far from home.
Do you guys
home,
remember your first ever sort of MA film that you went and saw?
Oh, yeah. Two Girls, One Cup. No, I'm joking. Just had to bring
Jackass for me.
Oh, Jackass. That was a good one. What year was that?
Oh, I reckon I would have been, oh, I don't know, 2005 maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Still doesn't
no,
tell
we
us
couldn't.
How
well,
old
you would have no had idea. To be how old? 15.
Oh yeah.
And
oh,
so if you were 15, you would have. It would have been 2007 or so. Oh, sorry. 2007.
Bodhi got out of bed and went upstairs, and I thought, okay, I'm sleeping in the tent by myself now, Josh. And so I was going to push through because I was like, nah, I'm just going to stay out here. I might get a good night's sleep. This could be nice. It's quite fresh.
It's like a rich roll, you know?
Yes, he sleeps in a tent.
I have to go. I have to sleep in my tent. It makes me, you know, so grounded. Anyway, and then I hear this door. I hear the door open, and Bodhi runs out and gets back into the tent. And then we went to sleep. Tried to at least. And so, anyway, that just threw me right off for today. I haven't felt great.
You're not feeling good?
Just irritable, you know, like just lack of sleep. It's annoying. Yeah.
My photo thing is still the same thing, which is like if I'm struggling to get a good photo, I get real grumpy and breeze. Like this is my favorite part of the day. You need like just calm, just be calm about this. I just get real desperate. Like I helped a guy for like 15 minutes trying to show him where Richmond is. I think he was looking for the his dealer. or the safe injecting room. But I helped him for like 15 minutes. I never would do that normally, but I just did it because I knew that I would get a good photo out of it. I'm a bit of a scumbag like that.
Yeah. I mean, this is the thing. Creativity is painful. Like you're putting yourself through this pain because you want to get something great, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when is a time in your life where there isn't a pain, isn't an internal pain?
Yeah, I always just look back at things and I'm like, oh, that was amazing. But every bit of travel after everything I've done, there's always been some form of stressor. But it's not about, you know.
Do you think it's your personality? Like, or you, just you? Like, I'm not saying I don't do that.
Yeah. I'm pretty wired. And so because I'm wired, like I'm always like, I think it's my expectations. I go into everything with ridiculous expectations. If you have high expectations and it's not met, then that's when it's disappointing.
Yeah. What are your expectations around the photos though?
That I get 10 photos each day. And there was a conversation that Bree and I had. I'm like, I took like 20 good ones yesterday. Do I use a few of the photos from yesterday as if they were today? And I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
No, I appreciate that.
You're going to commit to 5.
Well, yeah, I was going to, but then I started with 10. And it's just sort of snowballed and now I'm like, I need 10. And I just don't want to – I just feel like – I have a bit of a complex because I feel like when I was young, I always said I would do things and never did them. And so now – and we've seen the promises. But I feel like there's certain things now with my life where I'm like, I need to – like. I want to do it.
Yeah, well, I think if you can do the small things, like if you can do a bunch of stuff that you've said you're going to and you fulfill it, that's like the muscle, right?
And then you feel great. So I feel so good now because it all worked out. And George, we've described you as quite, you've got a good, what's it called? A good sentiment?
Good vibe.
Good vibe.
Sentiment,
thanks.
So does that, because you're not like, you never get real angry, does that mean that you never experience like real excitement?
Nah, not at all. I get excited all the time.
Do you get angry? Like have you, what's your biggest blow up that you've ever had?
Sometimes I get angry, but I just
what at? Like what
to
is
suppress it?
It
and never talk about it. No, just,
when was the last time you got angry?
If you have to think this hard, dude, you're a guy that doesn't get angry much.
Yeah, I don't get angry much.
Blow up this morning.
You did. Sevs, you had a blow up. What happened?
Yeah, the internet. I switched internet provider yesterday, and I was so happy with it because. It was instant. Like, it just switched over as soon as I pressed submit. And I thought it was going to take, like, 5 days or whatever. But then our Wi-Fi went down. But we had cable, like, Ethernet internet. So I just left it all night and then woke up this morning and had to spend, like, 2.5 hours fixing it. It was so annoying.
What do you spend 2.5 hours on? What did you actually do?
Just, like, factory resetting everything and... trying to figure out what the problem was.
But how good did it feel when you fixed it? Like it felt rewarding?
Rewarding? Yeah, I guess a little bit. But it's not worth going through the 2 hours of fixing for that reward.
But I mean, what in life is easy with a great reward? Not that it's very annoying because I don't think there's that much.
Mm.
Buying chocolate?
No, but then the reward's not, like, because then you feel terrible afterwards. You feel sad.
Like, and that's why you yesterday, Josh, or the other day. It was just about when do you feel great or something. It was like create when I do something creative. Oh, what energizes you? And so as much as the friction is sort of the pain, but after it's like, ah, it's almost like you can, there's clarity for a while.
It's like the Shakti mat.
How's it like the Shakti mat? Pain, well, pain Shakti, while doing it?
Yeah, because it's like excruciating pain, but then by the end of it, it's meant to fix your back.
Have you had acupuncture?
I did it once, yeah. It's fine.
What was it like?
It didn't do that much for me, but I tried when I had my herniated discs. I did everything, like I did all of them. So George, when do you get excited? Like, when's a time in the last few weeks you've gotten excited? If you can't think of a one where you've been mad,
when have I got excited? I mean, the other day was pretty fun. I got a lot of great feedback from the video. That was exciting.
Yeah. And how
did you
feel?
Finish the bottle?
Tipped it down the sink.
Oh, really? Yeah. What's it like? Yeah. So, what's that excited feeling? Like, what's the talk us through that emotion?
The exciting feeling was being able to create something, you know, you guys letting me just make whatever I want. And also feeling grateful that you've already built the audience that are going to watch it.
So, we've been through the pain, and then you're just getting the benefit of it.
No, so, this is
exactly. Exactly. So you guys have already built the audience, and now over the next few weeks, I can just kind of use
it. No, I would have felt great if I was you too. Like, I was feeling great, and I didn't even do it, but just like, you know, yeah, I think it's really cool. What did everyone do last night? What did you do last night, George?
No, nothing much. Just cooked stir fry and went to bed. It was a pretty relaxed night. Tonight's going to be the night, though.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Just
what
getting
mean?
Ready for tonight.
What are you going to do, George?
I bought tequila.
Oh, Friday night drink.
Yeah. So,
that's fine.
Nothing. Stop cutting to me.
When it came to on the sleepover thing, I found that one of my anxieties around sleepovers was if I woke up early or woke up late. Did you guys tend to... Sevs, we actually don't know. Did you have sleepovers? I could imagine you never having a sleepover.
No, I've had sleepovers. In the room that I'm in right now, I think I had...
Oh, it must, the debauchery. It must have been the amount of tax returns we filed in this room. Just an inside joke. Once Sevs had his mates around, and then at 1 or 2 a.m. they said, let's do our tax returns. And so it got loose. It got real loose.
I'm in like the downstairs rumpus room, but we just set up a bunch of like inflatable mattresses, and then there must have been like maybe like eight people all down here. Mm. And
where'd
I mean,
you find
I can't
eight
even,
people?
Yeah, it was enough. No, this was back in the day when I had friends.
What happened to them? I mean, because I know two of them, the Coconut Crew, consists of two others and you.
Yeah. I don't know. They were just like outer circle friends. And it was also like around the end of primary school sort of time. So
when everyone sort of, everyone goes to the birthday parties, all that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Josh, yeah, I used to stay at a kid's place. His name was Redmond. And he used to live, you know, 30 metres from my house, a couple of houses down. And I met him by throwing rocks at him from the other side of the road, and he was throwing rocks at me. And then we became best friends. But I used to stay at his house, and I once pissed the bed there. Mm. That was annoying. Like, I still remember it. It's quite a vivid memory of just, you know, horror of pissing the bed at someone else's house. Like, you just didn't go. Yeah. You didn't do sleepovers until you stopped. I don't know why the hell I thought I could do a sleepover.
Yeah, that's risky business.
It's so risky.
Shannon was saying that she didn't wet the bed, and Casey and her have been talking. They reckon it's a boy issue.
Really?
It's more common in boys. Yeah.
We can't just...
Casey also
shut
said,
the pipe off.
Casey also said waking up early at someone else's place is still definitely a sleepover anxiety.
Oh, yeah, dude. At Redmond's house, I woke up. His family were late sleeper-inners, and my family were early morning riserers. And so I would wake up at, like, what's, you know, 7:30, and the house was just completely still. Oh, and Damon's house as well. And when you're young, like, you don't have the confidence to get up. I mean,
who's Damon?
Damon, who's just Damon? Another kid. DD. No, that wasn't his nickname, but his surname started with D. But anyway, I didn't have the confidence to get up and go and sit out in the lounge room or something. You know, it's like you really... Oh, I hate those feelings. That's really bringing up some old stuff.
I remember once waking up late and actually hearing breakfast being made, which is an absolute nightmare. And then you're just like, hey, do I have to leave the room on my own now? It's a little bit awkward. What was that, George?
Did you have any?
Yeah, I did. Breakfast. Yeah, yeah. They made some, but it was just I just didn't like. I would have preferred to have gotten up when my friend got up, you know.
I was on Joe Rogan's podcast. He was talking with this guy, one of you fanboy around him, Lex Friedberg,
Friedman, I think his name
Friedman.
Is.
Lex very Friedman. Smart scientist guy, but they were talking, they had some relatable content going on. They were talking about when you go home to your parents' place, how you instantly transform mentally back into a kid. And so, Josh, I could imagine for you it's like, you know, getting told off for going to get a biscuit or something. Like, it makes you feel like you were when you were a child and you were at home. And this guy was just saying how he's like, he feels like instantly he walks, goes into his house, he wants to prove to his parents that he's not a loser. You know, like it's, but I thought this, it's so true. Like, you slip back into a pattern when you're around your parents that is, it's maybe dependable. Like, Mom, can you get me a drink? I don't know. Just like you are a child. Do you do that, Josh?
Yeah, I think it changed. I think that, like, over the last, like, 2 years, there was a big sort of shift where it used to be like that. And I was like, oh, when you do this, it makes me feel like actually, like, deconstruct. Like, I would never have serious or sort of emotional conversations with my parents. And then so I was like, hey, like, I know that you think that this is all fine or whatever, but this is actually how I feel. Oh, and so then since juicy. Then, it's been okay.
I want to know what it was.
I'm trying to remember.
There was an interaction.
I can't remember I've had a lot of interactions. When I said that I was going freelance, moving away from Envato, and Mum, like, I called Mum for the news, and she said, "Oh, this is something I don't want to hear." And then I remember getting off the phone and saying to Bree, "I'm going to show all these people. And they're going to fuel my fire and they'll burn." I was like, serious. That was pretty sad. I was pretty upset about it.
Well, Sam's just
they were right in the end.
Yeah, they were right. Yeah, is what you just said.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah. Work. Yeah. Dad made the work joke.
Did he?
The
recently?
Other day. Yeah. But he was stressing about his own job.
Your dad signed up for Friday night drinks.
Oh, yeah, Dick.
I don't know if we're letting that through, to be honest.
Yeah, too late. I reckon Mason sent it. My brother's just signed up. Show Baker said 100%, especially when my sisters are staying at my parents. So, like, maybe when the family's back together, it's like you instantly transform back into the dynamic of either younger sibling, you know, you're the elder sibling.
It's like my brother James, like the big blow-ups. That we had. Let's look at Fitbit stock, by the way. Let's see how Fitbit's going, hey?
Definitely doing well now.
Just to drive the family further apart.
They saw a big bump in October. They went from $4.31 a share to over the course of just a few days to $7.14. They're currently at
I think it might have been
Google. Some sort of acquisition.
Did Google buy them out?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we did find
they got acquired by Alphabet, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Do we have an update from your brother over in the States and how he's travelling?
He's posting on Instagram more.
With his child.
Yeah.
It's a good reason to get the content out there with a kid.
I think it's all fairly fine. I mean, basketball, he's a assistant coach for a women's college team. I don't think, like, there's any basketball. We should get him on.
Yeah, that'd be great.
He's been reading and stuff. He might
Where's he live? North Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Well, do you reckon we'll get a bit more out of George today after he's had a few tequilas? Maybe he's like, mate, I was so angry the other day.
Yeah.
Is Hannah home, your partner, George? She home tonight?
Yeah, she'll be home tonight, yeah.
She going to have a few tequilas?
Yeah, I'll get her on.
Yeah, great. Because maybe we'll find out maybe we don't want to know the stuff that Hannah has.
What about if we use
it?
Should we use some of the questions? Sevs, can you ask some of the questions from all the questions I've generated? Maybe we could start a conversation with George using that. What if you...
Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you remember any of them?
While you're pulling up that, Sevs, Casey says, going to your parents' place, what does it feel like when your parents come to your place? Josh, what does it feel like for you when mum and dad
come around
to visit?
Much. I think that like a few... when they do, I feel like dad needs to have some form of car show on the TV. We don't have Foxtel. And so I have to... It's sort of like having a kid on and trying to find cat dog or whatever. Or cat boy. And so I end up, you know, YouTubing drag races from, you know, the 90s so that it feels comfortable.
That's so funny. I think I get on the back foot. Like, I don't want to be told anything to do with how my house is or presented. You know, like, I don't... It's almost like, no, MySpace. Not that I don't even know. My mum isn't even doing anything, but I just feel like it's... I think it's probably when you're a kid getting told, mm-hmm. you know, clean your room or something. It's like, nah, this is how, you know, it's almost that you push back. I put that shit on the ground purposefully. That's how I like it, you know? Like, you want to really just push again, resist.
What about when you're, like, with adult siblings, when you start having kids, TJ, is there more sort of issues around, like, all of a sudden you're being compared from a parenting perspective from mum and dad?
Oh, from mum and dad, how we're parenting the kids?
Yeah.
Oh, I think mum and dad are pretty great. I've never, like...
What about in general?
What do you mean?
Also, no, the sibling rivalry over now, like, your brother's got a family, you've got a family.
It's bonding. It's really bonding. Like, even for my eldest brother who doesn't have kids, and then the connection that he has with Bodhi. You know,
it's a reason to talk.
Well, we're best mates anyway. Like, I'm close. I'm really close with Ant, my eldest, and I'm really close with Mikey. And then they've got their own relationship. So I feel like I can only do my bit. But there's definitely a lovely when you have a brother or sister that has kids, and you kids come together, and it's nice. It's so nice. I can't explain it really. Like it's a weird new reality. Like it's just this. Think about it. You've never experienced. Not you personally, but when you haven't experienced something, then you're like in this thing. You're like, this is, wow, look at this. Like when I've got Jemima in my arms, like, or baby Rupert, Mikey's other kid. It's so nice. It's this weird thing. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's really just mine. It's trippy, but I love it. Anyway, I love it.
What do we think about? I was thinking about getting married in whilst all this stuff is happening.
Oh yeah,
coronavirus. Do you think is it a
are
bit
just
tacky?
Dropping? Sorry, hang on.
Is
wait,
it a bit
wait.
Tacky?
Are you just dropping that in?
Yeah, I am.
No, I get it. That's great because you don't have to invite anyone.
Yeah, I love the idea. So I think it's great, but is it tacky? Is it sort of? I'm wondering if I was to propose, there feels like something very unromantic about obviously talking about it on the show.
What about your brother's kid and, you know, Jake Charlotte. Has kids. Yeah. Like Uncle Josh got married during the coronavirus. It'd be like, you know, Uncle Roy it's got married during the Black Plague.
Mm-hmm.
Like it'll probably be remembered.
Yeah.
Your brother's wedding will
How
be.
How would Brie feel about it?
Well, that's what I need to sort of figure out.
And your parents, how would they feel
about
it?
What about a Zoom wedding?
Yeah, well, so that's the whole thing, right? That's where you would go. I'd V-mix
all
the whole
content.
Thing. I'd do sort of switching.
You're just live switching. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. I'd be definitely doing my annoying. I realise I do this the whole episode.
You do? I told you, you don't smile. That's so
But anyway, so I don't know if it's tacky or not. But if we're in it for a while, I feel like I think that isn't it? It's one of those things where travel. I always sort of pictured that we would be in Europe or somewhere. Like part of my plan, which shows how much of a selfish fuck I am, but it's like finding a place that we really love, or that I want us to like cement as like we've got to go there a lot. So if you like
the nut,
exactly. Maybe I'll
get married
propose
on
the
nut.
What does Bree think about the nut? Does Bree want to live on the nut?
No, well, I think that that's the friction point. It won't be the nut where we end up living.
No, no, no. But it's, yeah.
It'll be somewhere, like, and this is the thing. Bree points out that I love being close to the city, but I also like being able to shut my door, which is good because every apartment has a door. So you don't have to go, like, maybe somewhere like Abbotsford is a good sort of middle ground because it's got the greenery. Because I love the greenery. No, I'm just talking about living.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. I mean, you can, yeah. Bulleen's always here for you, mate, if you want to, you know, make the move.
Suburban wedding.
Get lean. It's your mate. It's one of your key values. Get lean in the lean. Bulleen.
George, what do you think about marriage?
Yeah, I'm keen to get married one day.
And so you've been with Hannah for how long?
7 years.
Mm-hmm.
So it's getting up there. Yeah, I reckon in the next few years it'll.
Do you reckon you get excited on your wedding day?
For sure. I cry at weddings.
Do you?
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Can't help it. I've been to every wedding I've been to, I've cried. When the brides walk down.
Really? That's, you know that
so
photo
so
on your...
That's fucking sweet. Could you imagine so him sweet. As a wedding videographer?
I know.
Just fucking crying.
Oh, God.
That's awesome.
Be
see, I'm such
George.
A... I've got so much toxic masculinity that if I'm at a at a funeral, I can't even cry.
You're
crying
smiling.
At a wedding.
I cry easily. Like that. Yeah. But it's always like happy cries. I reckon.
Have you ever cried at our content, George? Ever cried at our content?
No.
Get out.
Get out.
Yeah, that's very hurtful. Tingles? You've definitely had tingles. I've had tingles.
Yeah.
Hands up in the comments if you've had tingles from our content.
Yeah.
Getting that tingling content. That's what you aim for.
What else do you cry at, George?
Musicals. Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last time you cried?
Bring out the questions, good one.
Like properly cried or like teared up?
No, I had a proper cry.
Had a proper cry.
It's a good going though.
I mean, this is heavy, but when my when Dad told me he had cancer.
Yeah, that's probably a
time. He's fine now.
That's full on.
He's all good now, but that would have been the last time it was a proper cry. But tearing up. Just the other night when I was watching a scene from Muriel's Wedding, the musical, on YouTube. It was beautiful.
On YouTube.
So on YouTube.
Not even the whole thing.
That is so cute.
Just,
yeah.
I love that.
You would, if you watch Lion, you would lose your shit.
Or I have. I've watched it. Yeah.
Did you
and
lose
I watched,
your shit?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. So, such a good movie. Second favourite movie behind The Big Sick.
It sounded, when you said that in the comments, I couldn't help but laugh because they're quite, I guess they make sense. They're sort of got some similarities.
It's a bit of a joke. It's probably not really.
Okay.
But it's a good film.
God,
that reminded me, when Wombat was on the show and he was talking about crying on the plane.
Oh, yeah.
I watched Wonder on the plane. Have you guys seen that film?
No.
It's about the kid with facial... dysmorphia, whatever it's called. It's got like some, yeah. You'll cry if you watch that. You should watch it, Tommy. You'd love it.
I actually reckon I'm a little bit fucked up.
What? What do you mean?
I laugh. I can't help if I feel like I'm going to cry. Like you telling us about your dad with cancer. I had to fucking mute my microphone because my instant response is like this nervous sort of laugh. And it actually happened on the first date that Bree and I went on. We went to, it was like a Bayside Film Festival, and they had all of these comedies, and then they had a documentary about disability. And yeah. The first 30 seconds, I was in hysterics to the point where I had to leave the theatre. Because, and I had a rat, I had severe, like I fucking had a panic attack. And it was just, I didn't find it funny at all. It just completely caught me off guard.
I just read on Quora, is it weird to laugh when you want to cry? And so, do you reckon that's for you, Josh?
Nah, like, I think it's weird.
Funerals, I think that I would be more, I'd get nervous about, like at my pa's funeral, my nana sort of, did a little stumble as she was going up the to do a speech or whatever.
Oh, no.
You laughed about it.
Yeah, I definitely remember getting a look.
I definitely think it's... So I'll read what this said. This guy responded to that question and said, if you want to cry but you end up laughing, this can be a sign of pseudo-bulbar effect. Your brain is displaying a separate emotion from the one you actually want to express. This is generally caused by some issue in the nervous system. However, if you are willingly laughing, even though you want to cry, it's maybe a way to avoid feeling the intense emotion. I wonder if that's... Yeah. Reckon that does that
well
resonate at all?
Yeah. Well, Grace says there is something about that. You do the opposite of the emotion that you're meant to do. It's all about counteracting that feeling, trying to balance it all. Can't remember where I heard/read that.
But, I mean, watching Lion, I was like, I felt the wall. I felt this bit where I was like up against the wall. I'm like, I don't want to enter this. I know what's on the other side of this wall. Mm-hmm. And I was trying not to lean into it. I was getting fidgety, grabbing my phone. And so I think some people are just more comfortable just opening that door to just, you know, opening the floodgates, essentially.
For me, it's the same feeling as vomiting. That feeling of letting it out, it's like, oh, this is this thing that's like vomiting. Not controllable. When was the last time you vomited, George?
I vomit a lot. I vomit heaps.
Is that why you're so slim? You thought I was shitting.
No, I've just always been a vomiter. Like, just from my brother tells stories all the time when I was a kid, vomiting from all sorts of things. Stupid things like scraping Weet-Bix into the cat's bowl.
Made you vomit. You
know, like,
what? That is vomit. Fucking
now
disgusting.
I can't really have Weet-Bix. Like, so there's like 100 stories, and it's carried on now to drinking. I'll vomit if I get really drunk.
Mm. Also, the first time I ever got drunk was before Bree and I got together. And it was at her friend Ali's party, and I thought, you know what, I need to sort of fit in. I haven't had a drink before. I was, you know, would have been 16, turning 17, and I thought, okay, yeah, I'll just get into it. I'll just go with the flow. And a few of the guys had these who I wasn't really friends with, but I was just trying to be one of the fucking boys, you know, just one of the boys. And they had a bourbon, you know, like Jack Daniels. Is that bourbon?
No. Oh, Jack, yes.
Something like that.
Yeah. Jack and Coke. Whisk. Yeah. And so they put that in a sports pump bottle that you could just squirt. Oh. And I was just like dancing doing that. Anyway, that was, I fucking cried and cried and cried at the party.
That was the last time you cried, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 2007. But then I went to piss and got caught in that barbed wire fencing, and I fell on the fence. And so it was a bit of an incident because, you know, Bree had sort of, the only reason I really got the invite was because of Bree. And I was like, why don't you love me? And after that, I didn't drink for a long time.
Yeah. And moral of the story is you can still land the one when you behave like that. It's crazy.
It took a few months after that.
Russ Keys has said, last time I cried was at my uncle's funeral. It was exacerbated by seeing my father cry for the first time. Yeah. Oh, mate. The first time I saw my dad, I don't even think I've ever seen my dad cry, ever. I've seen him show emotion.
And I saw him almost cry at my grandpa's little funeral. It was like, you know, wasn't even a funeral. It's just we all got around at our auntie's place, and there was, you know, 10 of us or something. And I saw him give a speech and almost cry. And I was like, it got me. Like seeing someone, I don't know, there's something about seeing a fatherly figure, you know, sort of show emotion. Like Bodhi hates seeing me upset. It's this weird thing. It's like, Daddy, don't be sad. Like he hates it, hates it. So I want, it's, I don't know. Yeah, it's a weird one.
Yeah, I think, well, even I just remembered about my ear. My ears haven't been ringing lately. Like it used to be if I would say something nice to someone.
Oh, yeah.
I would get like tinnitus, my ears would ring. And so it was always like the fucking, the last minute of the daily talk show where I thanked the guest and said, yeah, it was really great. Like that insight, like it's so fucking distracting because my ears would ring. Right. I'm really fucked up.
I actually think
don't say nice things anymore.
No, I think that I just say, I've just gotten used to the, just gotten to the habit, you know?
I mean, if it seems like from what you're saying, there's a aversion to feeling some emotional feelings, which I think is totally normal. I think we all have a version of it. And for you, JJ, it might be the feeling, like the cry, like it seems so unnecessary, right? To watch a sad film and cry. Like, why? Why do that to your fucking self? Why?
Well, I think it's the control thing. And that's why I asked Harper yesterday about control, because I feel like so much of this is, it's like this external stimulus, this whole like you crying right now is not a not a reason for me to cry, which which is not productive. And so then that, like, that's obviously, I think they've tried to get better at it because it's like the whole sorry thing. Like if Bree's crying, she's upset about something, and then I'm just being like, it's fine.
It's all good.
It's all good.
Why don't you lean in? Why don't you lean into it? It's like when you watch all like the veteran videos and stuff, I just put on more and more because you have like this great period of time where you're just real upset and you're just crying and you're just leaning into it. It's
where
great.
Are you when you're watching these?
In Grace's arms.
it's usually in bed.
Just real comfy.
It's just quite nice. Yeah, exactly.
Some people seek it out.
What happened the other day? It happened the other day because I was on Instagram and there was that video of the girl who'd come back from having chemo treatment, and she was driving down her road and all her neighbors were outside like clapping and cheering her on, and everyone was just crying, and I was like, oh no.
But then it turns out that it was just 7 p.m. and they were actually clapping for the National Health Service workers.
Yeah.
She's just got home at the same time. I started tearing up
watching Scott Tweedy's live video when he was filming New York City, everyone clapping.
I love you, George. That's so sweet.
But I think the laughing thing is normal. Like, you know, a lot of people laugh just out of a reaction. That me being angry is actually, that reminded me, saying I don't get angry that much, because I don't. Whenever I do get a bit angry, Hannah laughs and it can't take me seriously. And then I was like, pissed off.
What do you do? Pissed off. When you're angry, what do you do, George? And just give us some ideas.
I know. Apparently, I used to crack it, but now I don't really crack it that much. But
what would you crack it about? Like, what's the...
I don't know. Just...
What does you cracking it look like?
I don't understand.
What is that even? What do you say?
I slammed a door.
Like, I had enough. Doors. Like, is it? What is it?
I don't know.
Well, you bang pots and pans.
I'm just like, just pissed off. And then she'll just start laughing and giggling. And I was like, serious? I'm angry. I'm bloody angry.
I would laugh in your face.
That is so funny. That's kind of where do you think that comes from? I'm still trying to understand this, George.
What comes from?
Like just not getting, from? Just she's not being angry. I love this quality.
I'm pretty relaxed. Like I'm the youngest kid in my family, so I kind of just...
So am I.
I don't know. They were always getting in fights. Like my mum and my sister and my brother, they were always fighting, and I was just sort of like there, just kind of watching. And I never got into arguments or anything like as a kid, you know. So Don't know.
So funny.
You're a mysterious guy, George.
Yeah, like we're learning more and more about you. You can start to put it together. When you hear that you're a big crier, it's nice. It sort of brings a sweetness to your personality, George.
Casey says, I feel like George would have a journal. Do you have a journal, George?
No. I've thought about it, but nah. I'm not... I don't have many routines. like maybe I should journal stuff, but nah. I don't.
What's maybe you know that photo on your Instagram where you're emceeing an event? I think it's your most recent one.
Yeah.
What sort of energy did you bring to that?
Lots of comedy.
Can you give us a demo, like the intro?
Yeah, what'd you say?
Like, how did you... Were you pumped?
You caught me on a low energy day, guys. I'm actually high energy. Yeah, that was my sister's 30th. And so I hate public speaking, but I was like, no, I'm going to do it. And did it and loved it. What did I say? I just kind of said some nice things and made some jokes. And then I made her a video, which I played, which not a dry eye in the house, may I say.
And that was because of all your tears. Just yeah. to get everyone...
And yeah, that was fun.
Okay. Hey, Sevs, can we have three questions? Maybe throw one, your own question, then two from the massive list.
Okay. Well, I'll start with George. What's your love language?
I think just, what's my love language? Like,
do you need the options? Do you want?
Yeah.
Give us some options.
TJ, do you remember?
What? Acts of service, quality time. What's the other one?
Look it up. Love languages. It's
physical touch.
Physical touch.
Words of affirmation.
There you go.
I think they're different for different people. Like,
yeah, that's okay.
As in,
so you mean say, as in you're expecting different things from different people?
No. So. Say, I think for a family member, it would be acts of service where I, you know, create them something nice, like a nice video or something. And I've done that for a lot of my family over the years. But for my girlfriend, it'd just be quality time, I reckon, just hanging out and lazing around and watching TV and going for drives and staying at Airbnbs, that sort of thing.
Okay. What's the other one?
What's something that most people don't know about you?
Something that most people don't know about me. Jeez. I actually can't think of anything.
Well, I mean, most people don't know you here, George, so just anything's probably going to work. I've got four for you if you want.
No, let him. I'm enjoying this. I just want to see him actually work it out.
Feel something.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to think of who most people are. Like, most people that I know.
No, you. It's you. Like,
no, as in, like, what are most people don't... What? Give us a secret. Like, a low-level secret.
Doesn't even have to be a most secret.
People, well, it has to be, because most people don't know it. Most people...
Well, it's
I'm trying to think, like, all the people I know pretty much know everything about me.
So,
think about us, though. Like, what do we not know about you? Because we only found the Little White George Instagram account, like, pretty recently.
What do you not know about me?
Have you once done stand-up? Are you a vlogger? Have you got a secret vlog that we haven't seen?
What's your bedtime routine?
I played the drums when I was a kid.
There you go. That was it. You got there, George.
We did one more. Really,
he lived. He grew up in the ACT. He lived in Byron. I mean, we know that.
Yeah,
the Byron thing. But
what's one thing that your mates family. Wouldn't know? What would your mates not know?
Well, that's what I'm trying to work out. Like,
you're one hundredth Chinese or something. You mentioned that. That's a good one,
everyone
right?
knows that. Everyone knows that.
I only found that out the other day, 3 weeks ago. 1/16. And you said it. 1/16.
No, you have to pass on that one. I actually don't know.
Okay, right.
What would it be for you? I can't think.
For
like,
me?
When you say most people, like everyone I know, I'm trying to think of...
George, I was once having a sleepover and I was wanking and the kid's mum walked in and I don't know if she saw me or not, but there's something.
That's so annoying.
No one knows.
That's
a good one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, I do have one now. actually reminded me when you were saying that you wet the bed at your friend's house.
Yeah.
I wet the bed at my mate's house, but it was later in life. It was like, I drank way too many Red Bulls. I think it would have been 18.
Yes.
18. That's a good one.
Yeah. I love that. That was great. Well, thanks for the honesty, mate. Thanks for bringing
that
That
is a real solid one.
Yeah. Keeping it. Keeping
I think
it
that was great. Winners.
That was solid.
All right. Last question. Was there one more?
Yeah, yeah. I want this one to be one that you've created, Sevs.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay. What is the thing that you've most enjoyed doing with Hannah, like an activity or a date or a holiday that you've been on?
That's a great question. Well, we've been on plenty of holidays. I think the highlight would be Japan 2016. That was just an awesome time. But the thing that I love doing the most is just doing nothing. Like, it sounds a bit shit, but like just coming home and just sitting there and just talking and, you know, watching movies and stuff. And that's
You're spot on. It sounds shit. It definitely spot on.
Like, you don't have to put that on a dating profile, you know.
How would you like doing
I think
nothing?
It's like, I actually do, like, I value that time, just coming home and just being at home.
Yeah.
But traveling's great too.
You just need good internet. If you had good internet, you wouldn't leave the house.
Yeah, exactly.
You're a good one, George.
Yeah, I'd say Japan is.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear from Hannah tonight on the Friday night drinks. Sevs, have we is the link gone out yet or no? It's about to go out.
It'll go out after the episode. I've already got it drafted and everyone's emails in there, but I think we've got a few signups during the episode, so I've just got to plug those in and then send out.
Yeah, Jacko, my brother's in there. Got the full family happening. Amy will be coming. It's all happening, guys.
Yeah, I've actually got for the show, Bree's going to be in the other room. She'll be set up at her own spot. And then for kick-ons, when the DJing and dancing starts, then we're going to congregate into the office.
So party time, baby.
Great.
Great.
All right.
It's Daily Talk Show. thedailytalkshow.com/gronks. If you want to join Friday night drinks starting at 4 p.m. Otherwise, we'll see you... for the Friday night drinks, I've got my wine back.
Oh, you've got it.
I'm ready. I'm pumped. Let's do it. Catch you guys. Have a good one.
See you today, guys. See you at 4:00.